parallels with the way he kind of went from your backup to tutor and helping you at the end of your career to now trying to help Peyton at the end of his career?
Well, I know it's a big advantage because I know what kind of coach Gary is, and having spent the time around, I've spent Gary that I know he's a great offensive mind, and he's for a quarterback, and as a coach, a guy's best friend. So I think that Peyton's had a chance to work with him a little bit this spring, and it's just going to continue this fall. And so I think it's a great situation for Peyton to be into, to be able to play for a guy like Gary and with his knowledge and experience that he has on the offensive side.
John, do you have any update for us on the health of Brandon Marshall and Danny Trevathan? Do you expect them to be able to? Where do you expect them to be when they practice tomorrow?
Well, they've come along. They had a great offseason, and we're going to start them off slowly, and so they'll be doing some different things, but we're going to work them all in slowly and work them in as they're ready. So we're not going to put anybody on pup. So they'll be out there, be able to do all the football things that we want them to do. But we'll manage them and get them in as their body allows them to get back into the flow of things.
John, how do you feel about where your offensive line is right now? Obviously, a lot of new faces and new spots, and Vasquez moving back to where he's comfortable. But overall, how would you assess it?
I'm excited about it. We're obviously very, very young, but excited about the kids that we have in the offensive line. They're young, they're tough, they're athletic, they want to play. And so, you come into training camp like we're coming into training camp, and they're going to be on a fast learning curve. I'm excited about it because I think we have a chance to really be good there. But obviously, they're young, and it's going to take some time. And with Clancy Barone coaching them and with Rick Dennison as the offensive coordinator, they're going to get great coaching.
John, to your left. Given that,
stand up, please. Oh, that's
okay.
Yeah.
That's cheap on the first. I told Shuby, I'm glad you got the name tag because I wasn't quite sure.
Exactly.
Given the youth, do you have a update on Jake Long? You're going to work him out. What's your status?
Well, we brought him in. We're doing our homework on it, and we're going to continue to do that. We'll continue to look at all our different options through training camp and as we go. And so we want with Jake's. With his reputation and what he was as a football player, we wanted to bring him in and see what he looked like. So at this point in time, we're not going to make any moves, but we wanted to do that to kind of stay ahead of it. And never count anything out.
John, you're talking about managing Brandon and Danny. Is there any plans, thoughts about managing Peyton's training camp? Keep some miles off of him?
Yeah, no question. And, And that's one good thing Gary does do. He does a great job of managing these guys. And so, he'll take care of a lot of the guys, the older guys that need some rest. Demarius, DT, with him not being this offseason, we'll bring him along slowly. But I think, the key thing with Peyton, and I think Peyton's on board with it, is that even though you can't feel it now, and if you're doing too much work now, eventually that's going to catch up to you. Because at 37, 38, 39 years old where he is, you can't make that up at the end. And so it's going to be important that, he's a part of that management process and willing to be able to take some time off to where he is just as good late as he is early, and we don't wear him down. Because that's the key thing. He'll never feel it, but all of a sudden you get to December, we get to January, and if we haven't taken care of that in August, September, October, then that could be, that could hurt him and us. Well, I think he's getting a lot better with it. I think that he realizes where he is. So I think he's getting a lot better of understanding what his body can and can't do. The last thing to follow is our mind thinks that our body can always do it. No matter if you're 55 like I am or 39, you still think you can do certain things, and, you just can't do that. So I think, he understands that situation, and he'd be good with it.
Hi, John. After a few months now, having Gary in the building and Peyton in the building, why will it work with Peyton Manning and Gary Kubiak's offense?
Well, you're talking about, number one, we're going to have good balance on the offensive side. And what I can say late in my career, that was my best friend, was the running game. And I think that running game will be Peyton's best friend also. It's going to be a little bit of an adjustment. But you got two smart, bright offensive football minds that are competitive and want to win. So, there was never, ever a thought in my mind that this was not going to work. And, I think that Peyton understands that, you know, his commitment to come here when he came here, that we're going to do everything we can to try to win a world championship. And we continue to do that year in and year out. And you know, I think that, you know, when I look at my job and really where most of the bulk of my job falls, it falls from the end of the season until we get to this day. And my goal is, with me as well as our personnel department, is when we step on the field for the first day in training camp, that we can say we're a better football team than we were where we ended the year before. And I believe we can say that now. And so that's what I'm excited about. Obviously, there's a lot of changes that went through this offseason, but we've had it, you know, the coaches have had exposure to the players and vice versa. So we'll continue that work in progress. I'm excited about, the opportunities that we do have.
Last year after that Rams game when Peyton threw, I think, 54 times, you said at some point, can't win, keep doing it this way. Do you think having an offseason with Gary, he's embraced this idea that it's going to be different and that'll make the adjustment easier than trying to do it midstream?
Yeah, and I think obviously with Gary's reputation as an offensive mind, I think Peyton respects that. And so therefore, and plus my experiences with Gary and what they did, we're able to do late in my career and help us get a world championship. I think that reputation comes with that. So, you know, Peyton's about winning. He wants to win games. He wants to win a championship. So, you know, he'll do, I believe he's going to do everything he can to get that done within, the system that we're in now. Now, obviously, we've tried to combine both of what Gary's used to doing and Rick Dennison's used to doing with what Peyton's comfortable doing too. So I think it's a combination of both, and be able to come out of that with the best of both worlds, I think is what the goal is, and I think we can get there.
A couple weeks ago, Demaryius publicly stated some pretty big goals, including trying to break the single-season yardage record. In the old offense, that seems something like he definitely could do. Do you think it's possible the way the offense is right now? And if so, why? What about
this offense? Number one, I like guys having goals like that. I mean, that's what it's about. If you want to, you always have lofty goals. But the bottom line is with Demaryius, he has that ability to be able to do that. So I like his mindset and the fact that he wants to be that. He wants to be that good. He set that goal. I'm hoping he can get there. You never know. I think that, there's a concept with the offense and how we do that, but there's also a lot of things that are built into it to be able to, with what Demaryius does, is be able to get him to football and let him do, what he does. And so, I think he can get there now, and the bottom line is I like the idea that he's thinking that way.
John, Rick Dennison worked with maybe the best offensive line coach of all time, Alex Gibbs, and certainly learned a lot. Will he be, as offensive coordinator, he's in charge of everything, but will he be doing some of his time working with this young group and helping them come along?
Yeah. I mean, that's his discipline, too. That's what Rico knows best. But, Rico's going to be involved as the offensive coordinator. He'll be involved in all parts of the offense. And I'm sure he'll be working with Clancy in the offensive line to bring the young guys along. So I think that as an offensive staff, we've got a great staff that they all work together and a very bright staff. And so they all work together helping each other out. And so, I feel fortunate and feel good about, even though we are young in the offensive line, that they're going to get the best coaching they can get.
If Peyton stays healthy the entire year and with Brock going into the final year of his deal, how are you truly going to be able to evaluate him if he doesn't play?
Well, we're going to evaluate him through training camp and evaluate him through preseason. And I think that he got a lot of reps this offseason. And we saw what he could do in practice. And so we'll do the best we can to try to evaluate him. But we'll cross that road when we get there. And the one thing I do, I feel good about Brock and I feel good about his progress. And we're fortunate in the fact that Peyton's been able to play this long. To that respect, it's been a positive. Obviously, to Brock, it's not been a positive because Brock hadn't got the playing time. But Brock's done a tremendous job of handling the situation, continued to, put his nose to the grindstone and continue to work. And he's that's all he's done. And so I'm sure that he'll continue to do that. And we will get something worked out with that later.
There's no doubt that one of the main reasons Peyton Manning came here in 2012 was you and the mutual respect you have for each other. How's that relationship changed or grown over the 3 years with all the successes you've had and also the failure at the end of last season or falling short of your goal, and then the salary adjustment that took place in the offseason?
I mean, we have the same relationship we've always had, and I think the bottom line is our goals are both the same, and that's hopefully to win a world championship. And, you know, as I've told him, you know, when he made a commitment to come here, my job was to try to get the best people around him, the best coaches around him, and for the Denver Broncos, that would allow us to give us a chance to compete for world championships. And so, you know, I can honestly look back and say, you know, we've done everything we possibly can. I feel good about where we are right now. And so, you know, hopefully this is a year, but there's a lot of things between now and the end of the season that have to get done. And so, I like it. You know, I like the fact that we're in position to be able to go out and have a chance to compete.
Who was more ticked off after the playoff loss last year? You were
big. It was pretty close, a tie. I will put it that way. You know, I think that, we did have a discussion about that. So yeah, it was, I think we're both extremely disappointed. And, you know, and as I said at the end of last year is, you know, as long as we go out and as long as we play hard, and I think that's one thing that this staff has really emphasized this offseason is, the, you know, how we play and down in and down out and playing hard down and down out. As long as, you know, I say it again, go out kicking and screaming, that's all we can do. But if we don't do that, then there's an issue. So, I mean, that's why it's, I think the staff's got the right mindset. Gary's got the right mindset, and that's, he knows that's probably the most important thing is how we play down in and down out.
John, can you just kind of update us on Smith's situation, and also what was your feeling when you found out Derek Wolfe was getting dinged for four games?
Well, obviously, you're always disappointed when you lose a player for four games, and you know, I think that Derek has expressed his, upset that he was upset with himself and the fact he got himself in the situation. So anytime you lose a guy for four games, it's not a positive thing. But you know, hopefully Derek learns from that and it won't happen again. Antonio Smith, that situation hasn't changed, and so that's why, you know, Antonio's here and we'll practice and we'll just deal with that as things come about, and we'll go from there. But Antonio Smith's going to be here and practicing.
John, what are your views on this offensive line in its entirety, where you could have as many as three guys in new spots? Is it a concern, or did you learn enough in the offseason to feel comfortable going into camp with this group?
Well, I mean, anytime youth is always a little bit scary because you never know how fast they're going to come along. But I think the one thing that I feel good about the group is the fact the mentality that they have. They're bright, they're smart, they're tough, and they want to be good, and they've worked their tail off this offseason. So, you know, you can never go into every training camp with every question answered 100%. But I will tell you this, I like, you know, it's just a matter of how long they come along, because we got the potential of having a real good group there.